The end of days is marked by a confederacy of hate for Israel. Now, let me just show you those countries that are described. We know from Matthew 24 and Luke 21 that when Christ returns, there's a complete surrounding and encirclement of Israel by mortal enemies. In other words, God says the last days will be when Israel as a nation will be surrounded by enemies. Now remember, there was no nation of Israel for 2,600 years. There is today. And that's an interesting thought. So what exactly is Psalm 83 talking about? Who are those undesirable neighbors that Israel has? And they're all neighbors. They all live around Israel. In some cases, there's slight disagreement. We're talking about the descendants of Lot. When was Lot around? 4,000 years ago. Well, where are his descendants today? They could be all over the place. But these are geographically identifiable places. See, it's almost like the Lord left us a treasure map that wouldn't change with all the redrawing of the lines, because he's talking about where, in Bible times, groups of people lived. See, that's what's interesting. And so if you think about it, the nations, these 10 ancient people groups that are mentioned in Psalm 83 and tribal groups, they live today in these spots. They live in what we would call today Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, and the Palestinian territories within Israel. But God said he will allow this vast coalition to come against Israel. He described them over 3,000 years ago. Asaph lived 3,000 years ago. And of course, Abraham and Lot and all that was 4,000 years ago. But God describes them in Psalm 83, 3,000 years ago, in terms we can understand today. These verses have never been fulfilled. In fact, if you look at almost every commentator that comments on this, no matter whether they're a covenant theologian that thinks Israel is a church or whether they're some, you know, rabid prophecy nut, they all agree on one thing, that these 10 were never synonymously enemies of Israel, surround ganging up and having a little meeting on how to destroy them, the people of God. Some believers think that some of these nations are easy to trace. Others are more speculative. We do know Assyria is the same as modern-day Iraq. In fact, when I was speaking at the seminary in Jordan, a man came up to me and said, I want to introduce you to me. And I said, I'd like to meet you. He says, I pastor a church in Assyria. And I said, Assyria? I mean, like in the Bible? He says, same place. He says, I live in Nineveh. And I said, it's still around? He says, oh, of course it is, you know. He says, I'm an Assyrian Orthodox born-again believer. And I thought, wow, Assyria, it's the same as modern-day Iraq. The Ishmaelites, the descendants of Abraham and Hagar, are the progenitors of the Arabs. We know the Edomites and the Amalekites are descendants of Esau, and the Moabites and Ammonites are from Lot. But to trace them today is well nigh impossible. The Philistines inhabited the area now known as the Gaza Strip. We know what that geographic location is. The city of Tyre, located in what is now Lebanon. Gebal is the same as ancient Byblos or Gubla. It's in Phoenicia, same area on the coast. The sources list the Hagrites as descendants of Hagar, therefore segments of the Ishmaelites. But it's hard to be positively identifying them, but if you just wanted to put them on a map, you see in front of you the Psalm 83 war people. It kind of looks like the Arab Muslims that are surrounding Israel today. And though they fight among themselves, like right now, and killed 100,000 of each other in Syria and counting, the only thing that unites all those nations who are of the various sects of Islam is their intense hatred for Israel. And they don't even know why they hate them. They just do. And Ezekiel called it an everlasting enmity that they would have. Now, I can tell you why, because Revelation tells us why. Revelation 12 says it's the devil. The devil hates Israel solely because God has put his name on them. And if he can destroy Israel, he can ruin the veracity of the infinite God. And so he has placed this everlasting enmity and stirs it up all around Israel. Well, the nations are the 10 adjacent people groups, And today they would be Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, and the Palestinian territories.